You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We need to call Bo Jackson because he's on his way downtown. We told him he should be headed downtown by this time with the 500,000 to 700,000 people. You know, the thing about guessing crowd sizes, I suck at it.
Me too.
If we're at some sort of event and there's like 150 people, even that number, I can look at it and go, I don't know, how many people is that? And so you start getting to the 600, 700,000 range. How in the hell can you determine how many people are at this parade?
They're going to have a one guy down there counting them today. That's just his job.
They're going to have everybody sound off.
Right.
Everybody sound off.
544,309.
If Jeremy worked in that office, he would be the one when the guy's like counting through, Jeremy would start saying like 12, 43, 214.
I'm told that the people who work for the fire department are really good at guesstimating crowd sizes.
Okay.
And of course, a lot of times you have to be kind of wary of it because things will get inflated just to make it sound bigger than it is. But we do know
it's
there'll
be big.
500,000 people plus that are going to pack into downtown today for the celebration parade. Now, it starts around Union Station over there at 17th and Wynkoop. It'll make its way down 17th and then get to Broadway and go south to Civic Center Park. City and County Building is where everything's going to be going on. The park's going to be jammed. They will be bringing porta potties.
But just one.
You figure out for yourself with 500,000 to 600,000 people and alcohol flowing and them encouraging people to bring bottled water.
I mean, are they going to be emptying these porta potties as people are going into them? Because bad boys are going to fill up.
Don't break the seal. Yeah. Don't break the seal. If everyone's going to be downtown, who's watching the suburbs?
Who's keeping an eye on them? You know, it's kind of funny because local TV stations are going to be carrying this. And because of that, they have to preempt the soap operas. So they have started announcing that the soap operas that people miss today will be played tonight at like 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, my General Hospital.
Well, if they can go downtown because they're not working, they can stay up till 1 in the morning and watch DVR. Soap operas.
So DVR. Here's the thing. I'm reading information from the various school districts and what they're saying about letting kids out of school to go to the Broncos parade.
They're letting kids out of school?
Here is what they are saying about the idea of letting kids out of school. This is not technically an excused absence. Some of the school districts, like DPS, are saying, well, if the principals want to take responsibility for it, then the principals can say yay or nay. Officials from Aurora Public Schools, Jeffco, and Cherry Creek School District said attendance will be counted today as it is any other day. In fact, Cherry Creek, they said, they've already had 3 snow days this year, and they don't want to have any further loss of instructional time.
Well, that's legit in, like, Littleton and Jeffco.
Right, you're not in, like, the scene of the crime.
But, yeah,
DPS,
if you're, like, within,
though,
like, a 10-mile circular radius of the Civic Center,
well,
and then shut it down.
Right.
It's too busy. It's got to be a safety issue,
right,
I
that's
would think.
Proximity. That's for sure legit.
What are you talking about? There's no schools within a couple
10
of
miles?
Of a couple of miles of Civic Center Park. You think if you're 8 miles away, you should shut down?
There'll be almost 1 million people downtown today, man.
God,
what's a few more kids?
Buses and parking. That's just more people down there.
Well, I've already heard of some parents who have gotten into rows over this because one wants their kids to be able to go down to the parade and the other one's saying, no, you don't take kids out of school for a football parade. Go to school.
Right. Do you even know the rules of football? If you don't, you shouldn't go to the parade.
Yeah. So
do it.
I am afraid because you know me, you know the way I am about education. I'm like, no, kids go to school. But then you're like, well, you're not a fan. Mm-hmm. I am a fan, but I wouldn't take my kids out of school.
This hasn't happened in 18 years.
Right, and it doesn't happen every year. Who knows when it's going to happen again? You know, old PFM.
This is a social studies day is what it is, Dom.
It's a goof off day.
It's social studies.
Your 8-year-old could be your DD. You know, you could get home safe.
It's a peek into society, Dom, is what it is.
Have you seen what it's like downtown?
It's a weird society, man.
It's a great lesson on how to hover over a toilet.
Petri dish down there, man.
Yeah. Don't
but
sit.
Really, this hasn't happened in 18 years.
It's
like a comet passing by.
And it's one of those things where I have a position on something, and I realize how unpopular that position is. I'm not stupid. I know that when I say, hey, I think kids should go to school, I know I'm going to get slammed by people. This is the Broncos. They haven't won in 18 years. And I get that, but I'm like, all right, well, that's just the way I feel. I think kids should go to school.
Right.
But
it's one day.
If we did a five call says it all, in fact, my guess is that all five would say, send the kids to school.
Orange and blue is what they're going to say.
Yeah. I'm saying, let me say that. I mean, let me correct myself. All five would say, let the kids go to the parade.
Right.
I don't think anybody would take my side on that.
Probably not.
You want to try?
I do want to see what people have to say about the whole notion about taking your kids out of school for a day. For something
but
like this.
But you know, we talked about this just a few weeks ago because the lady's like, do I take my kid out for his birthday?
Right.
You know, like, when does the madness stop?
Yeah, like, how many excuses can you have for taking a kid? Well, here's another question. Why did they do this parade on Saturday?
Right.
Yeah, it is pretty quick, isn't
it? Super Bowl should be on Saturday. Parade should be on Saturday.
I mean, just out of curiosity, why not? Because if you think about the mess downtown anyway with the work day, why wouldn't they have just
done it on Saturday?
No joke. Whose fault is this?
Here's Joy, who's been patiently holding. Hey, Joy, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Headed into work.
Heading into work. What do you do?
I'm a math teacher for middle school.
Okay, so this is right at your heart here. The
absolutely
idea of kids missing school. What do you think about it?
So it's really frustrating because I have about half of my students who spoke with me yesterday saying, I'm not going to be at school tomorrow. My parents are going to take me to the parade. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because if I'm missing a certain amount of students, it's not okay for me to introduce new material and actually have a teaching day. So we're just going to be hanging out tessellating figures today.
Can't you recap old material then?
I can do the review, and that's probably what I'll do for my kids that haven't mastered certain skills. But still, I'd really like to teach new material.
Sounds like a good day for a pop quiz.
She needs to be moving forward with her study so that her kids can graduate to the next grade.
Do that on Wednesday.
Yeah. So some kids are really ruining it for kind of everyone.
Yes.
Well, it is kind of funny if you take a step back and the number of people who say, oh, these schools these days, they're not teaching kids anything, but I'm going to take my kids out to go to a parade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's kind of a double standard.
I'm teaching you irresponsibility.
Listen, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Here comes you sound bummed.
Those are my favorite days in school.
When the other half of the class is
gone? Like you play a lot of, heads up, seven up.
Here's Felicia. Hey, Felicia.
Hi.
What do you got to say about this?
I'm also a teacher, and I just think that, it's hard, and I think that kids should be in school. But my parents taking their kids to a Broncos game or a Broncos parade, it's saying, your school's not as important as this fun activity going on.
Well, that's definitely what it's saying.
But family time's important, too. Spending time with your family is crucial for growing
up. Spending time getting lost in the crowd of 600,000 people from your children. That's really tough. Listen, good luck to you today, okay?
It's Union Station.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Felicia. I've always wanted to say that.
Here's Lorraine. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello, good morning.
What do you got to say about this?
I think that it's each parent's discretion and that the family time is very important. It's something that they're going to experience and be able to say that they can experience.
Yeah.
But the schools still need to be open for the other parents that can't get off of work and can't find a sitter for their children either. But I don't think the children should be reprimanded for not being there because they are having family time.
So the teachers are just babysitters on days like this. It's bonding time.
No, they're not babysitters. They're still teaching our kids, but so is being around society and experiencing the excitement of, a Super Bowl win. Mm-hmm. And
it's beneficial for those kids that are there. It's more one-on-one time.
Here's the thing. Here's where I draw the line. I can understand wanting, because you're big fans, wanting to take your kids out of school maybe and going to the parade and celebrating. Where I draw the line is where people go too far in rationalizing it, talking about how it's a teaching and learning moment. It's not. It's just a day out of school to
go celebrate. It's a social studies experiment, man.
Let's not be silly and say this is a teaching moment.
It's sociology at its finest.
No, it's not.
Look, Mom, that guy's peeing in the street.
Take Wednesday off, too.
All we have to do is say you're ditching school to go play with the professional football team. Let's don't try to dress it up that it's a teaching.
Oh, it totally is.
And apparently you're keeping the class back, too.
Oh, for God's sake.
No.
Here's Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
What do you got to say?
Well, I'm a teacher, too, and I absolutely think that these kids should be let out to go to this parade. I'm from Chicago, and we're crazy about our sports. And I absolutely, I would be making up the most crazy lie I could to get out of work to go to a Bears parade if they won again for the first time in 30
years. You want to go today, don't you?
Well,
Yes, I do. Yeah. I love the Broncos. I love football.
The good news for you is that, you know, as a Bears fan, you probably won't be going to a Super Bowl parade for another 20 or 30 years. So.
Yeah, but as an Avalanche fan, you guys might not be going to one either.
Blackhawk.
Oh, boy.
Trash talking from the Windy City. Susan, you're delightful. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here comes Madeline. Hello, Madeline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What do you have to say?
Well, I'm a senior in high school, and I know half of my class that's ditching. And right now, I'm holding a 4.0 GPA, and I'm like, I love the Broncos, but hell no.
Well, look at you, little overachiever.
I love the Broncos, but hell no.
Hell no.
Well,
where are you going to high school at?
A school called Endeavor Academy.
All right.
Good for you.
The
good job.
Never Ditch Academy.
Good job.
Yeah, Madeline.
Listen, good for you. Hey, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day today, okay?
You too. Bye, guys.
There you go.
Bye.
So, Chris, what do you think?
I think if your child is a huge fan, then it's okay. I actually took my kid out of a school.
Did you?
To do sports. Mm-hmm.
Did you? Jeremy's in favor of it.
Yeah, and I mean, Nicole's mom took her out in... whatever it was, 97 or whatever, to go. And
really?
Nicole works at an engineering company now.
What do you think,
Emily?
I think no. I think that school is more, you just watch it on the TV. Maybe have it on, you know, as a little treat after you do some work. You're a kid. You're meant to learn. You're not meant to be in a crowd. I don't know. I don't care either way.
You don't even like football.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.